This week, influencer Paki Lau joins the show to chat about his plan to run from Joburg to Cape Town. We play Chubby Bunny. And the boys from Saints take on the quiz with a taste for life.
This is the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sport Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. I'm joined today by Ollie. Ollie, welcome back to the podcast. Great to have you with us. And then also our very special guest, Paki Lau, content creator. And you're doing something insane. You're running from Joburg to Cape Town, which I just think is mental.
But before we jump into all of that, we need to take it back to the beginning. So I don't know if people know the fact that you played rugby at UJ, and then before that you were an old boy at Parktown and played there too. Could you take us through that a little bit and tell us about your journey?
Yeah, 100%. So I initially wanted to be a professional rugby player like every boy in high school. And funny enough, they told us like only 1% will actually make it pro, but you always think you're the exception. So
you always think you're part of that one.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not like the other guys. So I did play rugby. I played for my first team at Parktown Boys High School. And then I played Craven Week in 2018. So that was cool. And it made me believe, like, we're on the path. Got a bursary into UJ, studied business management, was excited. You know, studying was just a catalyst to my rugby. That's what I was thinking. I was like, sure, I get the degree, but I'm going to be a sportsman. That's usually like most athletes, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, I started playing for UJ and then everything just went south in terms of injuries. I tore my ACL a year out, dislocated my jaw, stuffed up both my knees, broke my third metacarpal. It was a fun time.
Jeepers. So was there like a particular moment where you were like, geez, I actually can't keep doing this?
My final year, because I was like not playing as much. I think my first year I played for UJ Young Guns, played under 19 Curry Cup, and then the rest I would be like a season in. I'd only do pre-seasons, like before the season started.
Would you get
already, so it was like, oh my God, another year out. So it messed me up psychologically, and I was like, oh, what's life outside of rugby?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the time you're so one-dimensional in what you want. And I got a lot of time to sit with myself and being like, who is Paki beyond the rugby player? Because you can imagine you're training at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 12, and also in the evenings. Plus, you have classes. You have your social life here and there. You don't have really time to sit with yourself. And I got ample of time. And I started doing content creation on the side for fun. I got my degree. As I got my degree, I was like, the rugby conversation's a bit dead. It would be hard to push through. And there's like rugby age and real age. In rugby age, I was old. I was like, oh my God, I'm 21, I'm doomed. What am I going to do with my life? So I had that perspective. I started working a 9-to-5 job. I was working for an IT company. And it was weird because, you know, I got everything they told me to get. Like, okay, you study, get a 9-to-5 job, but I was weirdly enough unhappy. I was like, okay, is this it? Is this what my life amounts to? And yeah, a couple of months in, I spoke to my boss. I'm like, I'm unhappy. I'm going to do a disservice to your company. So I want to quit, and I don't know where life would take me. And that's how I found content creation.
So you literally left your 9-to-5 job without knowing what was next, just knowing that it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
So at what point did that content creation journey go from being the side hustle, something you were just doing for fun, maybe while you were still playing rugby, to what it is now?
So I had an interesting safety net because I went back to my old high school and I was a hostel master. So I could coach and also like have free time. And then I think it took like 6 months or so before I started earning, and then it just built. Like, you know, growth is exponential, and then now that's all I love of content, yeah.
Before we continue about your content journey, I actually want to take it back a little bit because I feel like you breeze past the feelings. And I don't think as rugby players, you guys like to talk about it
we
much.
We don't. Ollie wants me to start crying. I was so broken.
you're a content creator, you know that's what's going to get the views.
Exactly. Yeah, please. I just want to know more about like the feelings that you were going through. Like, I know that that is a reality for a lot of rugby players. It's like, it comes with the job, getting injured. So could you take us through the emotions of it and kind of coming to the realization that this is not going to be the dream anymore?
Yeah, it's hard because you fundamentally think you're the most talented guy. And when you come back, even post-injury, you're not as good as you used to be because, I mean, you've taken so much time off. So now you have to wrestle with the idea of, like, can I actually make it? Am I good? By the time you get back to baseline and there's a lot of your colleagues that are advancing because they have the advantage, and you're wrestling with the idea of, will I be able to catch up and be better than them?
Yeah.
Can I still make it? And like you said, rugby players, it's not really like champion to be all emotional and speak about your mental health. So most of the time you have all these thoughts with yourself. You're like, I'm not doing well. I'm not up to coach's standards. Because like in university and stuff, it's a weird transition, man. It's super weird from being an 18-year-old kid to playing with people that are 25. Like it's insane. It's like a big jump, and everyone's competing. You're competing with someone that has been in university for 6-7 years, and you're expected to show up.
Yeah.
No one really tell us, but we think we are the exception to the rule most of the time. They're like, oh, only 1%, make sure you sort out with your studies. They do the best. I don't know if it's the best they can. They could do a bit more, but they try and like highlight certain things. But yeah, it was mentally tough. Especially because I was very much a cocky player, so I excelled.
Got humbled.
So from going to hero to zero to be like, actually, maybe, you know, I'm not that guy anymore. And what does that mean for me? What's the next step? Because that was my whole identity. I was like, I'll study something random, business, something relatively easy, because I need to, you know, focus on rugby.
Cue the tears.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Do you miss it?
I do. I miss it a lot. It's weird because there's a part of me that still wants to play, and I have to tell myself, okay, it's done. You can't. I mean, then an idea will pop in. But you can, you know, you're not that old, 26. I mean, like, there's a guy who made Springbok at
23.
Yeah, so.
On your debut once you're way past 30.
So there's those, like, internal thoughts that I have to put at bay and be like, calm down, relax. You know, there's a different part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, if there is somebody that's watching that's in your position, what message can you give to them to be like, listen, like, it's actually going to be fine. There is a life after rugby, because the way that you phrased it makes it sound like, you know, almost it feels like there isn't going to be an after.
Yeah. I think there's an interesting, in terms of like high school and stuff, because I worked at a high school for a while, my old high school. There's been an interesting transition that I'm grateful for, because back then, you know, boys schools were very traditional and like all encompassing. I think already there's a cognitive effort to be like, okay, no, there's more to life than sport. I think the kids are getting treated somewhat better in the upcoming days. And the kid that's watching this and is conflicted, it's hard, because I'm just remembering it from when I was there. Like, all the sweet stuff goes out. But put in the work, try your best, and yeah, be patient, especially with like injuries and rehab. We often, our biggest mistake is to rush coming back.
Yeah.
And then continue a cycle. I mean, I got, 4 injuries in a row because I'm trying to, I need to make it. In retrospect, if I was still pursuing the rugby dream, I was going to ease in and give myself a longer lifespan. Because the coach is also, we need you, come on. Like, it's the end of the world sometimes. But yeah, I'll tell, relax, take your rehab seriously, and there's more to life than rugby, and find what you enjoy outside of sports, whether it's school, academics, creative endeavors, you know.
You said you wanted to give yourself a longer lifespan, and yet one of those creative endeavors you're going on now is that you're going to run from Joburg to Cape Town.
You got me, I'm a hypocrite.
Firstly, where did the idea come from, and then why?
Yeah.
This is insane.
Emphasis on why, by the way.
Yeah. The why's in caps.
So I'm a content creator. The content landscape is a bit like generic in South Africa. If you're not doing pranks, if you're not like with your girlfriend and stuff like that, it's boring. I'm trying to bring like the type of content that happens overseas here. There's a couple of cool creators that do running across America. Then I'm like, oh, can I run across South Africa? yes, it's an insane thing to do, but I like it that way. I like your reaction. That tells me that you watch it for sure.
Yeah.
Reason I'm doing it is to challenge myself. Yeah. Is this Japanese saying called the Masogi? It says, once in your life, you should do something so hard that you'll be able to sit in your deathbed and be proud of yourself when you're 90 years old. So they recommend that you do it like once every year, do something extreme. Not necessarily run, just something extreme.
Yes.
So this year, I decided my Masogi will be to run to Cape Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is extreme. It's more than a marathon a day if you're going to do it in those 30 days. I mean, I know having done one marathon and having my second, the Cape Town Marathon in May, how much work goes into just one. So I'm curious, firstly, have you run a marathon before?
Yeah.
Okay, you have? Good.
Good.
Have you ever run more than one in a week?
More than yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting... That's good. That's
a little
good.
Bit about your training.
Yeah.
Because obviously we've been following your journey.
Yeah. So I'm trying to cover like 100K weeks. And then obviously I'll build as we get closer to the December time frame. So like I think 2 weeks ago, I ran 3 marathons in 1 week. Like equivalent distance, not actual marathon, but like I ran 45, 43, and I think 41K. So I am training. It's hard. I know I'm casually speaking, like
I'm casually saying you ran 3 marathons in 1 week. I'm still, that would have been great content on it. So, hey guys, let's see if I can run 3 marathons in 1 week. You're doing that as training.
Yeah. So it's going to be insane. I just am, because of the rugby days and stuff, I'm very cognitive about recovery, my injury, taking supplements, amino acids, electrolytes, making sure my body is proper equipped.
Wow. Well, it's going to be an incredible journey. If anyone doesn't know you and now has heard this crazy story and wants to follow it, where can they keep in touch and find out about how the whole journey goes and follow you on socials?
You guys can find me on Paki Lau on all social media platforms. And if you guys want to come run with me, you can. You know?
can run one of the 30.
Lowly people. He has the 5 kilometers on the
street. Okay. So what I'm trying to do is like make it very communal orientated. So on Sundays, I'm like, let's do a 5K with a group of people to just get coverage as well.
Yes.
Also, when I'm running to Cape Town, if I'm in your city and you want to push me to Forrest Gump, basically, come along and run with me. It's gonna be challenging, but I'm super excited.
Wow. All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be incredible. We're going to be following the journey. When we come back from the break, Ollie has a game for us, which I'm terrified about, but apparently we're both involved in it. I don't really know what's coming up, but it has something to do with marshmallows. We'll see you in a bit. This is the Super Sports Schools podcast brought to you by Spur.
Hello and welcome back to Super Sports Schools podcast. It's time for us now to get into my favorite part. Let's not forget that this is brought to you by Spurt. All right, guys, this next part of the show is going to be us playing, drum roll please, Chubby Buddy!
I think you're the only person.
I'm so excited for you guys to play Chubby Buddy. You have no idea. So the way it's going to work is that I'm going to ask you guys questions, and then whoever says their name first will be able to answer the question first. If you get it correct, your opponent is the one who has to shove one of those beautiful marshmallows into your mouth.
Marshmallows.
Yes. And then if you get it wrong,
you
still put a marshmallow in your mouth.
Okay.
And if you get, well, we know what's going to happen to the person if you get it right.
Yeah.
So now, every round, you have to say Chubby Bunny, both of you, even if you don't have
a marshmallow. Okay.
When it gets to the point where we hear, you lose.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
What are the sort of questions? Okay.
You'll see. Guys, that was nice. I promise.
Sure.
I promise.
Let's go.
Don't worry. All right. But you guys weren't excited enough. Can we get more excitement for the start?
I'm not excited.
Yes! I can't Yeah.
I'm not excited.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I know I'm wearing a Kaiser t-shirt, but I hope they no questions. Just not. I'm repping my old school shirt today, but no questions about the Chiefs, please.
We won't judge you. It's
I'm
okay.
A Kossi for life, but no questions.
Okay, we're starting off strong. Mm. I think this is quite nice and easy. All right. Which country won the 2023 Rugby World Cup?
Alex. Paki.
Okay, said it first.
Rugby World Cup. Damn, that's a hard one, you know. South Africa.
So now I guess. Okay. Chubby Bunny.
There you go. Okay. How many players are on the field for one soccer team?
Alex, 11.
Yes.
Welcome to the club.
Oh. Chubby Bunny.
Oh, okay. Dissolving.
Okay, next question. Which NBA legend was known as His Airness? Wow.
His what?
His Airness.
Yo, Tim's going to be so mad. Oh, and if I guess and get it wrong, I have to take one.
Yeah.
But you got this.
Ricky, Alex?
Yes.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yes. I know two basketball players.
I was like, him or LeBron.
Okay, man.
This looks hilarious.
Okay, so we have to say a Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay, next question. What sport is played at Wimbledon?
Alex.
Oh, why am I smacking myself?
Yes, Alex.
Tennis.
Ooh, that is funny.
I mean, imagine you're only just tuning in now and you're seeing.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay. Which South African football club is known as the Buccaneers?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
The Nemesis, Orlando Pirates.
Correct. You're funny.
Chubby Bunny.
Are the marshmallows distracting what's happening?
No, bro, I'm cool. Bush.
Like, the energy, the sugar's going to hit and then he's going to start.
Oh. Stop laughing, let's go.
It's busy dissolving.
Okay. Okay, how many points is a try worth in rugby union?
Pucky.
Yes.
He said rugby union, I try five.
Yes.
He's just too quick. I obviously do know that, but... okay. Chubby Bunny.
Yes. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Chubby Bunny. Wow.
I can't even look at myself.
Okay. Next question. In cricket, what is it called when a bowler takes three wickets in three consecutive
Alex,
balls?
Hat trick. Eat. No, don't eat. Put. Marshmallow.
Yo.
Let's hear that Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
You know what?
I'm going to find it. I will survive.
Yo, don't choke.
Oh my God.
Wilson, safety's cleared.
I'm actually dying. Okay. Which country is famous for the All Blacks rugby team?
Fuck you.
Yes.
New Zealand.
Nice.
Too quick.
Alex, what's happening? All the rugby questions.
He's just quicker, okay?
On the only ones I can do.
I'm glad he doesn't know other sports because otherwise I'd have lost already. Where am I going to put this?
Alex is chewing.
I'm moving.
Okay.
Okay. Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, okay. That's insane.
What color jersey does the leader of the Tour de France wear?
Alex? Oh.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Yo.
Oh, damn. Oh.
I don't know why I suddenly thought it was red.
Yo, Bucky.
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, we're getting close.
We are getting close.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay. Alex, you're Chubby Bunny?
Chubby Bunny.
Perfect. In which sport would you perform a slam dunk?
Fuck you.
Yes.
Basketball.
Yes.
We're not going to be able to use answers just now. Just getting my chubby bunny.
Oh my gosh, I'm enjoying this so much.
Chubby bunny.
Are you enjoying this? Are you having fun?
Way too much fun. Okay.
Oh, I've got to make sure it doesn't erupt.
Who has won more Rugby World Cups? England or South Africa?
Fuck you.
Yes.
South Africa.
Yes, fuck you.
Damn it. Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Okay, what is the name of the annual derby between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates?
Alex.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The Soweto derby.
Yes.
I went this year.
You know what, no?
I can't even tell you. I went this year, but it just sounds so awful like this.
Chubby bunny.
He doesn't want to go now.
Chubby bunny.
Okay, I'm hoping this is going to be the last one. What is the maximum score with one dart in darts?
Alex.
Yes.
180.
How?
180. Oh, it's one dart. It's 60. I can't think.
Guys, Alex is chewing. I'm convinced. Alex is cheating.
Okay.
Okay, this definitely has to be the last one because now the mouths are really full.
Chubby bunny.
Let's go, Alex. Let's hear it,
I'm laughing, right? Chubby bunny.
Does it count? Are we making it count? Okay, fine. Okay, Nick. Which stadium hosted the 2010 rather World Cup final?
Alex.
You? Okay.
The F&B Stadium, Soweto. The Calabar.
That's correct. Let's hear it. Alex won! Alex, you want to take us to the break? Okay, don't forget, after the break, we have the quiz with A Taste for Life. Let's go see what Alex gets up to.
Welcome back to the Super Sport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. As we always do to end off the show, we're going to play the quiz with A Taste for Life. I've got two gents standing next to me. Guys, can I please get your name and what school you go to?
Spencer and Simon Miley's class at Stevens Boys College.
Rayan Singh, I also go to St. Stevens Boys College.
Okay, so it's an internal derby. Are you guys in the same grade as well?
Yes, sir.
And what grade is that?
9.
Okay, both in grade 9, taking on the quiz. And your friends?
Yes.
For now. We'll see. Who's going to go first?
I can go first.
You're going to go first. All right, let me get question set number 1 ready for you. Just to explain how the game works, you're going to get 60 seconds to answer as many questions correctly as you can. Whoever gets more questions correct will win a Spur voucher. If there's a tie, we'll deal with that when it happens. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass and we'll move on to the next one.
Okay, sir.
All right, yes, sir. You're happy? Ready to go first?
Yes, sir.
Cool. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Which South African MMA fighter coined Hulle Vietni Wat Ons Vietni?
Trikus du Plessis.
That's correct. Does Keshav Maharaj bowl pace or spin?
Spin.
That's correct. Is Deovalt Brevis primarily a batter or a bowler?
A batter.
That's correct. Spur question for you. Name your favorite Spur meal.
Fish and chips.
Okay, perfect. In which country will you find the Silverstone F1 track?
UK. Oh,
yep, that's
England.
Correct. Which Northern Hemisphere team has won a Rugby World Cup, or the Men's Rugby World Cup?
England.
That's correct. Who are the reigning Men's Rugby World Cup champions?
South Africa.
Correct. How many penalty runs are awarded if the ball hits the helmet on the ground in cricket?
One.
It's 5. True or false? There are 10 ways to get out in cricket.
False.
It's true. Complete the Midlands Derby. Hilton versus who?
Michael House.
That's correct. Is Brugstra Paul Boys or Paul Kim's main field?
Paul Boys.
That's correct. Which team won the Paul Derby last year? Paul Boys or Paul Kim?
Paul Kim.
It's Paul Boys, and time is up. You got 9. It's a big target to chase, but do you think you can do it? No. Okay, well, we'll at least try. We need to be somewhat ambitious. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Which Western Cape school beat Grey College at Noord Zuid? Was it Stellenberg or Rondebosch?
Rondebosch.
It was Stellenberg. In rowing, what does it mean to catch a crab?
It's when you're all stuck in the water.
Correct. Who are the reigning cricket world test champions? It's South Africa. Name one of the countries hosting the 2027 Cricket World Cup. South Africa, Zim or Namibia. Name your favorite sperm meal.
Chips.
Cool. How many players per team are on the field in football?
11.
Correct. In hockey, what is awarded for stopping a certain goal from being scored with a foul?
A penalty.
Yep, I've accepted a penalty flick. Which nation has won the most Women's Rugby World Cups, England or New Zealand?
England.
It's New Zealand. Which team does Kimi Antonelli race for in Formula One?
Formula One.
Which team?
Oh,
Mercedes. In cricket, when is the Duckworth-Lewis method used?
Pass.
It's when there's rain. And then which school has produced the most Springboks, Paul Roos or Paul Kim? It's Paul Roos.
So.
You got 4. So unfortunately, I went on this side with 9 today. It's a big score. Well done, guys. Thanks so much for taking part. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Supersport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. Exciting for you. You get to visit Spur now because you have won a 300 Rand Spur voucher. That's all we have time for on today's episode. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, Sunday at 6. But for now, bye-bye.